With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Edgar Award-winning novelist Aaron Elkins' most recent thriller is Icy Clutches, starring his hero sleuth, anthropologist Gideon Oliver.
Well, I went through a period of him getting kind of stale on me, and I was getting tired of him, to tell you the truth. But I've always liked him, and now somehow I seem to have found a second wind, and he seems interesting to me again.
Aaron Elkins remembers the exact moment 10 years ago when he came up with the idea for Gideon Oliver.
I was coming back from a couple of years of teaching overseas in Europe, teaching anthropology and evolution. Had no job to return to.
His wife suggested that since he was good with words, he write a thriller.
And I remember saying, what do you suggest I write a thriller about? She said, well, what I hear is you're supposed to write about what you know. But I said, you want me to write a thriller about Pleistocene hominid phylogeny? And she said, well, no, not the subject matter, but
now, wait, take that again, please.
Pleistocene hominid phylogeny.
The study of man as he evolved some 2 million years ago. So Aaron Elkins made his hero, Gideon Oliver, an anthropologist.
I threw in about 18 or 20 pages on Gideon Oliver working from a small piece of jawbone.
When that first novel, Fellowship of Fear, was published, the readers and critics praised the anthropological aspects of the mystery.
This was something different. You don't find this in mysteries. And so since then, that's been a centerpiece.
In Icy Clutches, the bones of three members of an expedition lost 30 years before are uncovered on an Alaskan glacier, and anthropologist Oliver determines that at least one was the victim of a murder. Icy Clutches by Aaron Elkins is a fast-paced, exciting read published by the Mysterious Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Aaron Elkins' fictional hero is anthropologist Gideon Oliver, who has starred in 6 thrillers. One day, Elkins was reading about a party of mountain climbers who were caught in an avalanche on a Swiss glacier in 1820. The survivors described the tragedy.
About watching crevasses open up and their companions fall into the crevasses and then seeing the crevasses close again.
The incident was forgotten until 43 years later when the bones of some of those climbers were discovered near the glacier.
If that doesn't strike you as a nifty idea for a book, it's because you don't have to write books that require skeletons in every book. And I have to keep coming up with ways of providing Gideon Oliver with bones. And so I've fed people to the fish. I've had the crabs nibble on them.
And the latest Gideon Oliver thriller, Icy Clutches, a group of scientists returns to the Alaskan glacier to memorialize 3 colleagues who disappeared in an avalanche 30 years before.
Bones start popping out of the glacier again. Fortunately, Gideon Oliver is on the scene and determines that one of them was perhaps not killed by the avalanche at all, but murdered.
In 1988, Aaron Elkins was one of 5 finalists in the running for the coveted Edgar Award for Top Mystery of the Year.
The Academy Awards came on about a week or so before. And I watched them with more interest than I'd ever watched them before. And what I watched was, what do people do who lose? Because the camera stays on them. I was composing my face into a gracious smile, you know, and getting ready to applaud the winner.
But Aaron Elkins didn't need a fake smile. He was the winner. His latest Gideon Oliver thriller is Icy Clutches, published by the Mysterious Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Aaron Elkins was a teacher of anthropology until he became a full-time writer some 10 years ago. So it's no coincidence that his fictional hero, Gideon Oliver, is an anthropologist. Elkins recalls a case in which an anthropologist was called in to examine a pair of skeletonized human hands found in a plastic bag. The hands were small, probably a woman's, and the bone at the base of one thumb was worn. That worn thumb puzzled the anthropologist as he mentioned the case to his family.
And his 14-year-old daughter listens to the story and then says, space bar, bingo. Of course that's what it would be. It's a typist. The fingers would all be used quite a lot, but one finger, if he would hit that space bar more than any other finger would hit anything else.
That clue led to the identity of a keyboard operator who had been murdered. Elkins says that to examine bones, the anthropologist sometimes has to boil the flesh away.
It's rather a clean-looking process. As gross as it sounds, it's not an ugly one to watch. The bones come out practically clean and have to just be degreased, which... Sorry. What time is the show broadcasting? Not with breakfast, I hope.
Aaron Elkins says the mystery is a perfect form for him because he's not trying to send a message.
I don't have anything big to get off my chest. But I left arrived, and I like to try to entertain.
In Elkins' most recent novel, Icy Clutches, Gideon Oliver discovers the bones of an expedition lost in an Alaskan avalanche 30 years before and finds himself with a case of murder and a killer on the loose. The Mysterious Press published Icy Clutches by Aaron Elkins. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.